Hello there, this is Polly. You'll have to excuse me if I sound a little bit husky. I did go out last night. It was suggested to me that I do a questionnaire so you guys could get to know me better. So I'm going to do the totally unofficial audio questionnaire. Question number one, where do you rank erotic audio compared to other forms of adult entertainment and why? I quite enjoy it. I think I enjoy erotic audio more than porn because it tends to be more genuine. It tends to be more amateur, and I'm very auditory anyway. Which type genre of GWA recording is your favourite? Ooh, that's difficult. I do enjoy listening to women come for me, but I also enjoy being told what to do by a very confident dom, so that's difficult. Have you discovered any new turn-ons since listening to TWA audios? I found that I quite like Daddy's Little Girl, actually, which is something I was entirely unaware of. Name up to 5 tags on a post that will grab your attention, beginning with the gender tags. I am very bisexual, so I'm completely fine with gender tags. Up to 5 tags. Anything that involves BDSM, domination, anything like that. A good story, like if it's a narrative, I do enjoy that as well. But also any 100-to-1 is a lot of fun. What manner of usual public dress gets your blood pumping? Ooh, a man in a well-tailored suit. Or a man with his sleeves rolled up so you can see the veins in his arms. That is always gorgeous. I tend to like women in pencil skirts because it shows the beautiful curve of their hips and then kind of the really feminine curve of their ass. I do enjoy that. Where was the riskiest or most unusual place you've had sex or masturbated? I have masturbated on a bus, and I have had some foolings around in some men's loos, which I'm not proud of. Other than the bed, what is your favourite place in the house to have sex? Up against a wall. What accessories have you used with a partner? Gag. Restraints. I've been spanked with a belt. I've had all of my toys used on me. One of my favourites is my butt plug. Have you ever had a one-night stand? And if yes, was it a good or bad experience? Yes, I have. And it was okay. It wasn't bad, but I didn't do it again. Ever had a threesome, a foursome, or moresome? Yes, I have had a threesome with me, another girl, and a man. And I've also had the devil's threesome. I have had me and 2 other men. I prefer the women. Would you rather be tied up or be the one tying the knots? That depends entirely as to whether it is a man or a woman doing the tying. When you are nearing an orgasm, what words or phrases will make you come? I love being called a dirty little slut. Do you have multiple orgasms, and what is your record number of orgasms in one day? Yes, I do have multiple orgasms, and I can't tell you my record in one day, but I have had a weekend where I had over 30. Which sexual fantasy do you wish could come true? I really want to fuck a guy with a strap on. I really want a man on all fours in front of me. Have you or your lover taking dirty pictures of yourself and what became... Yes, regularly. Have you ever gotten so wet or so erect in public that you had to go to a private place? Quite a lot in high school. I used to have to go run off to the toilets and deal with myself. What part of your body instantly becomes erogenous when touched, kissed, or licked? My neck. Anything to do with my neck. Ugh. When people put their mouth on me, specifically my neck, I just melt. I am gone. How important is the size of his cock or her tits in real life? Not important at all. As long as you can touch me and you know how to touch me, you are more than welcome to do so. How would you go about undressing your lover if you were standing and facing each other? If it was a woman, I would make sure I'm kissing her first, and whilst I'm distracting her with my mouth on hers, I would gently undo the buttons on her shirt, caressing her breasts as my hands wander down, sliding it off her shoulders, sliding my hands to her back and bringing her close to me, dropping to my knees as I pull her skirt down over her hips. Yes, that's what I would do. What do you consider to be good foreplay, and about how long should it take? This is difficult because sometimes I like being touched and stroked for hours, and other times I just want to be taken up against a wall as quickly as possible. So, yes. That's the end of the questionnaire. If you have any questions, do feel free to ask me. I'm sorry if you've all been disillusioned now by my actual accent and the fact that I'm perhaps not as sexy as you thought I was. I think that's it. I hope you all have a lovely day.